This is Travis Thomas. Welcome to the weekly Yap podcast. This is the Yes And podcast. I'm Travis Thomas, the creator of Live Yes And. And this is, I have to admit, this is probably the most fun I have all week is doing the weekly Yap. But I'm usually doing it by myself. And so I'm just really excited today on a number of levels because this is the first podcast that I am having a featured guest. Heather, you are my first featured guest. I wanted to kind of lay a foundation a little bit with the first few podcasts so people would kind of get an idea of who I was. But today, and since it's November and I've been talking about Rack Friday, which is coming up Friday, November 27th, the day after Thanksgiving, where we're going to transform Black Friday into Rack Friday. But recently I've made a friend here locally in Florida, and she's amazing. And I was thinking about who's that perfect guest to have on to really kind of lead in Rack Friday and to talk about happiness and to talk about just goodness in general. And her name is Heather Medford. She is the creator of Life Coaching for Kids here in Jupiter, Florida. And she is also the creator of Heather's Happiness Hour. And we're going to talk about that as well. So Heather, thank you for joining us.
Hey, Travis. Thank you so much. I'm super, super excited and totally honored that I am the first guest on the weekly Yap. I did not know that.
You should be honored. You should be honored.
I'm totally honored.
And for those of you out there, just so you know, not only is she the first guest, but we are recording this in the Live Yes And Sound Studio, which is the Toyota Prius. Yeah, right? It's glamorous, isn't
it? It's very fancy.
It is glamorous. There's probably a smell of musty soccer children.
You like musty soccer children?
Yeah. It's one of the perks that comes with doing the podcast live and in person. And the windows are up because it's 90 degrees outside. So you just breathe it in. Take a deep breath in. So obviously this is going to be Heather's first and last weekly Yap. So we're going to take full advantage of it. Heather, all right. So selfishly, it's for me, November now has become all about Rack Friday. And so I am just in full random acts of kindness mode, which I can't believe I missed it. Maybe you saw it. Do you follow Kid President online?
I follow him. I don't watch too often. I really need to watch more.
Yeah, but he had a picture. He had a meme posted, and he changed November to Yesvember.
Oh, I did see that somewhere.
How did I miss that?
I don't know. But
how does
really cool.
The Yes guy miss a whole month where, and it's my birthday month. You would have thought that I would have been all over November into Yesvember.
Right.
So it is. This is Yes And Vember. We've got, again, Rack Friday coming up where my wife and I were happy to be a part of Heather's Happiness Hour this past Friday in Jupiter, and the theme was Random Acts of Kindness. But before we get into that, Heather, tell us about Heather's Happiness Hour, how it came about, and kind of what's your vision for it.
So Heather's Happiness Hour, I think, really was born out of my experience going through breast cancer. I have always been a random act of kindness person, and the acts of kindness that I was the recipient of when I was going through cancer just was so incredibly eye-opening. I have never felt so loved and supported. I typically have an optimistic attitude. I choose faith, not fear, all those kinds of things. And people would say to me, wow, how are you so happy when you're going through cancer? And people really reached out to me to tell me how much I was actually having an impact on their lives. And I just thought, you know what, if people see me as happy, then I want to help people be happier. Because ultimately, if you're happy, you're successful. And that's my personal opinion. So that's kind of where Heather's Happiness Hour came from. And so far, I'm just thrilled with the turnout and how it's going.
Yeah. So you've had two in-person meetings so far?
Correct. The first one was in October, and I started with gratitude because I feel like gratitude, you have to have a foundation of gratitude in order to be happy. Because if you're not happy with what you have, what material or otherwise, if you're always achieving to have more, you're always looking for something that you don't have. So your gratitude, you have to have that first. And then the second meeting, it was focused on random acts of kindness, because when you're thankful for what you have, you want to go out and share that with other people. And again, that can be material or not. You can share your smile. Sharing your smile is an act of kindness.
And before we forget, because I know we're going to get into this conversation and we'll end it and I'll go, I forgot to ask you about this and this and this, but I want you to be able to plug Heather's Happiness Hour. So you have a Facebook page.
I do have a Facebook page, and it's just Heather's Happiness Hour. Search it. You'll find it. It comes right up, apostrophe S on Heather's, and there it'll be.
All right. Good. Good. We got that plug out of the way. We'll plug it again at the end. Now, again, my wife and I were at the meeting on Friday night, and again, the theme was random acts of kindness. So you had these wonderful kind of packets for everyone, ideas of different things that they can do. But then you had all of us create what you called rack packs, which are just awesome, by the way. And so what were some of the items in the rack pack?
So in the rack pack, the first thing that I really wanted to put in there was a new pair of socks, because people who are out on the streets and really have nothing. I mean, I think we take for granted putting on a pair of socks, but can you imagine if you have no socks, or if you have crusty, dried up, sweaty, stinky socks that you've been wearing for 3 months, you know, how amazing it would feel to put on a nice, fresh pair of socks. So I did that, and I did shampoo, I did a razor, some chapstick, some snacks, some tissues, mints.
The snacks, the mints. Yeah, it was like kind of a combination of practical and sort of fun at the same time.
Yeah, just something to make somebody's day a little bit easier.
Yeah. And then everyone can write a little personalized note to that person.
Oh, right. We did make little personalized cards to throw in there. And one of the suggestions that I did give everybody, if you remember, was it'd be great to just buy a dollar scratch-off card and throw that in there.
Yeah.
Because can you imagine somebody scratching off and winning $500 or $1,000 or $5,000 or whatever? That would be a pretty cool rack pack.
Yeah. No, it's a fantastic idea. And again, not that it was a race, but obviously I had the perfect opportunity yesterday with the family in the minivan. We had packed the rack pack for the weekend and pulled into a gas station, saw a homeless man with a shopping cart. And my wife is like, oh, give him the rack pack. And it was great. It was, and it's a Ziploc bag with all the stuff inside. And it was so much fun to be able to go up and just hand it to him and see, you know, not only, you know, that you're meeting a practical need, but also just kind of spreading some love at the same time.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it when I saw that you had posted that you had already given away your rack pack. I thought, oh, I'm a slacker. I better get on it.
And that's what it's all about. It's a competition, really. It's about, it's a competition to see who can be more altruistic and just stroke our own ego. That's what it's all about.
It is totally.
Absolutely. No. And so now, I mean, you and I, we've gotten together a few times over the last few weeks. And we just end up talking for like 10 hours every time that we speak. And
right.
So the fact that you're just coming out on the other side of cancer, correct?
Yes.
All signs are good.
All signs are good.
And for a lot of people, we all hear about someone kind of goes through a traumatic experience, and that's sort of it's a life-shifting experience for them or a perspective change. For you, though, I get the sense of that you were kind of this, you were Happiness Heather even before the cancer.
I really was. And one of the really interesting things that I still think about and reflect on is when I was diagnosed with cancer, I never had a why me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was never angry. And I just was like, all right, I guess this is what I'm doing for the next year. I did have a why now thought, which I did figure out later, and I'm perfectly good with it. It's, I don't know. I just feel like things are as they should be. I say it all the time. I really believe it. And honestly, it just makes your life easier. So, you know, I could lay down and cry about cancer, or I could stand up and fight. And, that was just a no brainer for me. It is what it is. And let's just get it done.
Yeah. That's so much easier said than done.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm finishing my book, right? The Live Yes and you just articulated in a few sentences really the essence of what I'm trying to portray to people, which is you can't change what is happening.
Right.
You can't change the facts, but you can absolutely choose your response.
Right. 100%. We don't have control over other people's words, other people's actions, but we can control how we choose to respond or how we choose to not respond. And I think that was part of Heather's Happiness Hour is, you know, people say to me, how do you do that? Why is it so easy for you? And again, I just feel like I kind of have those things in place. I have the gratitude piece in place, the random acts of kindness. I I'm all about it. I've been doing it for years and years. And for next month, for Heather's Happiness Hour, we're going to be talking about too much, not enoughness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we all suffer from it. It doesn't matter if you're 10 or if you're 100, we all have too much, not enoughness. And again, things are as they should be, and be grateful for what you are and what you have, and your life is just, it's easier.
Yeah.
But it's, you have to practice. It doesn't, you have to practice gratitude. Some people just automatically are thankful for things, and it seems like it comes easy to them. But if that's not you, if it doesn't come easily for you, and you are, you know, trying to keep up with the Joneses, and you're feeling like, woe is me, and, you know, this really sucks, and I can't believe that my day is going like this. And if that's you, that's okay. But you have to practice gratitude. It doesn't just happen.
What's your daily practice look like when it comes to gratitude?
You know, for me, I do like to write in a gratitude journal to just kind of keep me on track with things that I'm grateful for. But for me, more than sitting down and thinking about all of the things that I'm thankful for me, it's really about looking at any obstacle or challenge to try to find that silver lining, to find an opportunity for growth. And, you know, I know that that's written everywhere, and especially when you're talking to kids, oh, well, every obstacle or challenge is an opportunity for growth. You have to have an open mind with that and sit back and say, okay, I don't understand why this is happening or what is going on and why this is so sucky right now. But if you can have an open mind, you know, whether it's 3 hours later, 3 days later, 3 weeks later, 3 years later, you can look back and say, oh, that's what I learned from that, or that's why I was in that situation. And some of my most difficult times have really lined me up to be exactly where I needed to be for cancer. I was in the perfect place. I could not have asked for a better situation with my cancer. And so for me, gratitude is looking at the good and the bad and seeing and making the best of it. Because again, you can't control it and you can't change it. So just do it.
just deal with
just
it.
Just deal with it. Yeah, you know, sometimes you just have to suck it up and deal with it and, you know, live your life.
Yeah.
That's it.
Now, you said when you were diagnosed with cancer that you didn't have that why me. You didn't have that why me response, but you did have a why now.
I did have a why now. My life coach for kids business was really, really doing super, super fantastically well. I know that's an amazing word.
And it's very articulate. Yeah.
Yes, we need to put that in the dictionary. Webster would be proud.
Super fantastically now. Yeah.
Yes.
Well.
So life coach for kids was going really well. I was really, really busy, almost too busy. One more client, and I was going to have to go on a waiting list because, you know, I only have afternoon and evening hours to work with kids because they're in school. And so I'm asking, why now? You know, I have all of these kids, my business is booming, and I'm helping so many people, and my phone is still ringing. Why now? And my why now came much later when I wasn't out there promoting my business, but I was able to continue working through cancer and seeing my clients. But it did dwindle down a little bit, you know, because my goal is not to keep kids forever. I want to give them wings and let them fly. So
yeah.
I always say, I hope I coach myself out of a job. But when, so my client base started to kind of dwindle down a little bit, which was actually a really good thing because it was much more doable for me, going through chemotherapy. But I actually had a day when I had no clients because the week after I had my chemo treatment, I really felt pretty crummy. And so I would take that week off. And my youngest son, who was in fifth grade at the time, he said to me after school one day, he's like, Mom, do you have any clients today? And I said, no, buddy, I don't have any clients today. And he said, he was so excited. He said, I know I'm not supposed to be happy that you don't feel well and that this is your week when you feel really bad, but I'm so happy that you don't have any clients today. And that was my why now. Mm-hmm. It was, I needed to slow down and spend more time with my own kids because they really, really needed me. So my why now, it came to me and it was pretty quick. You know, it was a pretty quick why now. And it, when you have that moment of, oh my gosh, why now? Or or, you know, whatever your, oh, that's why I had that experience.
Right.
It's, you have this peace come over you and you're just kind of like, it just reaffirms that things are as they should be.
So the obstacle then itself almost kind of becomes, I don't want to say irrelevant. There's nothing irrelevant about cancer, but it's almost like, okay, you know, it's so easy to kind of get wrapped up with the personalizing the obstacle that's being thrown our way.
Right.
And we get wrapped up with that instead of, like you have mentioned, finding the silver lining of what is, what's the silver lining behind this? It showed up as cancer, but the silver lining was my kids need me more right now.
Right. Right. And I actually have continued, you know, my phone is ringing more and more and I'm getting busier and busier and that's fantastic. But I am to the point where, you know, I make sure that I still am taking that time with my kids and I'm not packing my schedule full every single day of the week because, you know, my kids need me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
And so again, it was sometimes we get a chance to choose, other times the opportunity chooses us.
Right. Right. That's true. But really, it doesn't matter what it is. It's always an opportunity.
Yeah.
Even though that's really hard to swallow sometimes, because sometimes it's
right.
Cancer.
Right. But if you're stuck in this mindset of why me, why me, why me, you're not allowing yourself to be open to sort of the inspiration of or the key learning of the
right.
opportunity.
You won't find the answer.
Yeah.
You won't find your answer if you're stuck in that.
Yeah.
And you know what? The other thing is that it puts you in the victim role.
Right.
Why me? Poor me. I can't believe. How am I going to deal with this? Whereas when you say, okay, I'm waiting to learn, then you're in a sense giving yourself the opportunity. You're taking the opportunity,
yeah.
Which is empowering.
Yeah.
And it makes you feel like it gives you a tiny little sense of control, even though you don't know when that eye-opening, you know, that aha moment is going to
yeah.
happen, but you're open to it. So it's going to come at some point.
Yeah, with the yes and mindset, we talk about kind of the difference between the victor and the victim mindset. The victim mindset, when you're blaming, complaining, and making excuses,
right.
It's that might feel good because it gives you sort of a reason to justify why you feel the way that you feel or to feel that victim role. But when you're blaming, complaining, making excuses, it's this great aha, I'm stuck.
Because
mm-hmm. when you're in that mindset, nothing good's going to come of it. You can't get unstuck until you move past that.
Correct.
Yeah, into the dealing with it mindset.
Yep.
Okay, so let's shifting again. We could have an hour conversation and more on that. But to go back to Random Acts of Kindness, you and I were just having a great conversation off air about sometimes people struggle with giving random acts of kindness.
Right.
And a lot of us struggle receiving random acts of kindness. And at the meeting on Friday night, a nice woman asked how sometimes she feels uncomfortable giving random acts of kindness because she's not sure how the people are going to receive it. Are they going to think that she feels sorry for them? And we were just having this conversation. What do you say when someone has that kind of that thought?
Usually I try to talk them into, well, wait a minute, what do I say to people who say they are afraid to give because
yeah.
they don't want the other? Okay,
yeah.
So what I would say is that sometimes to kind of take the spotlight off of the other person, you can kind of put it back on you and you can say, you know what, I would really appreciate it if you would let me do this for you because by you allowing me to do this, you're filling me up. You're letting me express my gratitude for the things that I have, or I just want to make you smile. And your smile is then going to turn around and fill me up. So, you know, me giving to you is really helping me.
Yeah.
As much as it's, you know, doing something nice for you.
Yeah. And you shared the story about you gave like a really nice tip to a waiter who just went above and beyond, you know, making recommendations and suggestions that had nothing to do with the meal. And your extra tip was just a personal note that said, you're awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I really enjoyed his conversation. And it wasn't, he just made me smile. He shared his smile with me and that was enough. It made me happy, made me feel good. And I was like, you're awesome. So
yeah,
keep being awesome.
Yeah. And so, and again, thinking of random acts of kindness, you know, there's no rules to giving a random act of kindness. And again, it doesn't even have to be purchasing something for somebody. It could be, you know, leaving an encouraging note in random places. It could be, and then there's the anonymity factor where there is plenty of opportunities if you're, for someone who's uncomfortable having even receiving that attention of giving one, there's the anonymity of buying someone's bill without them knowing that it was you, or going through a drive-through line and paying the car behind you, and then you can scoot out of there and not have to kind of deal with receiving it. Which you actually have a story. You have a Starbucks story.
I do have a Starbucks story.
Tell the Starbucks story.
So this was about, it was less than a month ago. I was sitting in line at Starbucks, and it was one where there is a drive-through, which I love because then it makes it easy for me to pay for coffee for the person behind me. And I'm sitting there. The line was really, really long. And I was thinking of my friend Stacy because she just is like the Starbucks biggest fan. And I think she drinks Starbucks every day. And
I don't think she's alone.
Probably not.
I think they're doing okay.
So I was thinking of Stacy and just waiting in line. And so when I got up to the window, I purchased my coffee and I paid for the person behind me. And that was it. Never really thought anything about it. And went on my merry way. About an hour later, my friend Stacy had posted on Facebook that she was just the recipient of, or she was part of, a buy it forward, pay it forward coffee chain at Starbucks. And I never said anything to anybody, but I could not believe that she's telling me, this is 1 hour later, she's at the same Starbucks, and the guy says to her, you're part of a coffee, buy your friend, you know, buy the person behind you coffee chain. So she was just posting that how great that was.
Yeah.
And she loves the random acts of kindness and when that happens. And I just couldn't believe it. And, you know, I have no idea if my purchase 1 hour
Oh, it was.
Previous.
It was.
You know,
stroke that ego. It was.
Yeah,
it was.
But you know what? Even if it wasn't, I choose to believe that it was. And you know what? In a way, maybe that was me thinking of Stacy while I'm sitting in line waiting and buying the person coffee behind me. I thought, well, maybe that was my way of buying Stacy's coffee, you know? But
absolutely.
It was so super cool. I couldn't believe that happened.
Yeah. Well, the other cool thing is, I mean, with random acts of kindness, you know, there's a certain aspect of it that you're going to do a lot of things and never see the result of it.
Yes.
You know, especially when you're doing the anonymous ones, or you're leaving things in certain places, or, you know, and it's so cool. I mean, it's so cool to do something without expecting anything in return. But then to kind of get that little nugget, to get that little gift that she posted, you're like, holy cow.
Yeah.
You rarely get to see like what came of it. And you got a little glimpse of it, let alone all the other people in that chain
right.
that received that as well.
Yep.
I was so, I shared this with you at the meeting the other day, but it was so cool. I love buying the cup of coffee. I love, you know, paying for someone's toll, you know, ahead of time, or being in the car in front of them. But I was leaving town the other day, ran into a coffee shop. It was a line out the door, but I'm like, I'm committed to the coffee. So I stayed in line, 10-15 minute line to get to the front. And I got up there right as I was getting up to the register. I felt for my wallet and it wasn't there. And I was doing that awkward, you know, you're looking at the people around you going, I don't have my wallet. And, you know, do I run out to the car? Are you going to hold my spot? You know, and the woman just stepped up and said, you forgot your wallet. Let me get your breakfast. And I was like, oh, you're kidding me. I'm just getting a coffee. She goes, let me get your coffee. No big deal. And I was just so excited because it's so fun to go from always thinking about how you can do it for someone else. And then when you receive it, it's like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. And the impact that has, her name is Ellen. I don't know if I'll ever see Ellen again. But I remember Ellen. And actually, Ellen let me take a selfie with her so that I could post it on the Rec Friday page. Ellen probably thinks I was a pretty creepy dude for taking a selfie with her. But but I will just, it's so fun because you just know that, again, since it's not about what you're going to receive, but when you do receive them in return, it's just very cool.
It is very cool.
Yeah.
It is.
And so for you, with Random Acts of Kindness, with Heather's Happiness Hour, what is your vision moving forward, especially with Heather's Happiness Hour? What do you really want this to become?
I really want Heather's Happiness Hour to be huge. I see it right now it's small, so we always like we make a little something, mm-hmm. you know, some kind of little happiness project we make. So I don't know how I'm going to keep that piece in there, but I would love for it to be huge. I mean, I would love to need a much bigger space. I would love to have 100 people at Heather's Happiness Hour, you know, versus 20 or 25 or,
yeah.
We, you know, we only had 10 at this last meeting, but it was fantastic. And the energy was still really cool. And, so just big, I just want it to be big because you have to be mindful. If you want to be happy, you have to be mindful. You can't expect to to just be happy. Some people are naturally happier than other people.
Yeah.
Some people are naturally more grateful than other people. You know, part of it is how we're kind of pre-wired, but you have to practice happiness too. It's a practice. You don't just, it's easy to be happy when things are good. It's not easy to be happy when things are not so good. So it's on those not so good days where we have to really practice it. So I just want to give people little tips and tidbits on how to practice.
Well, and I love how you say that it's mindful, because it's so funny. A lot of times when we're thinking that we're not happy, whatever programming it is, our first thought is to think about, what do I need to get?
Right. What don't I have?
What don't I have?
Yeah.
And it's funny, the mindfulness aspect of it, whether it's gratitude or random acts of kindness or whatever that's different, it's all about, it's actually all about giving.
Right.
And it's all about taking stock of what you already have.
Right.
And not what you don't have.
Right. And some of that, too, is even giving to yourself. And that is kind of like, you know, cutting yourself some slack. So next month when we do too much not enoughness, that's, you know, that's not materially what don't I have. Well, although it can be what don't I have. But, you know, maybe you're beating yourself up because your kid didn't eat any vegetables today. Well, sometimes you have to just let that go. Cut yourself a little bit of slack. Because when you can be kind and compassionate towards yourself, you can be kind and compassionate towards other people.
Yeah.
So you're right. It is all about giving, whether you're giving to someone else, but it's okay to give to yourself too.
Yeah. Or checking social media and wondering why we don't have so many likes or followers or views or why aren't more people listening to the Weekly Yap podcast?
Right.
Right? Why aren't more people listening to the Weekly Yap podcast?
That's a great question.
So, yeah, you and I talked about this for a while. Not the podcast. You and I talked about this idea of not enoughness for a long time yet. And both of us can relate to this.
Yeah.
Yes. And so I think that's going to be huge. It's going to be fantastic. We might have to do another podcast just on that topic alone.
I would love to.
Yeah. And so, well, to put a bow on this one, Heather, again, the Facebook page is Heather's Happiness Hour. And again, you don't need to be in kind of the Treasure Coast, Florida area. I wonder, actually, we're thinking about this. I wonder if there's a way for you to kind of either post like a list or the rack packs. I think the rack packs are such a fantastic idea. Maybe that's something you can post on the page and share, like, what are the different things you put in it?
Absolutely.
Obviously, people can put whatever they want in them.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I will do that. I did post about our meeting, and I posted multiple pictures of the whole evening that we had. But I will post just a single picture. And listen, just so you know, Sandy, who was at our meeting, she put this her rack packs together, and they were so obsessively, compulsively, beautifully designed that's the one I took a picture of. But please don't feel like your rack pack needs to look
Thanks
like
a lot,
that.
Sandy. Thanks, Sandy. Thanks for making the rest of us feel like slobs.
But I did take a picture of hers. But yes, I will list the items in there for sure. That's a great idea.
Yeah, good, good, good. Well, excellent. And for Life Coaching for Kids, what is your website?
Lifecoachforkids.org. And I also do parent coaching as well. And I'm big on the communication between the kids and the parents, because we're not speaking the same language.
Yes. And that will have to be another podcast as well.
Yes, it will.
So basically, Heather, I'm booking up your podcast schedule for the next year.
Okay, I'm in.
Are we good?
I like the very fancy studio.
Well, you know what? You might be able to get a better studio. I don't know. Maybe someone has the BMW sound studio.
I don't need a BMW sound studio.
But this is the Livia Sand Weekly Prius sound studio with the hint of musty soccer children.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having
and
me.
And everyone, again, this has been the Weekly Yap. I'm Travis Thomas. And again, go to our Rack Friday page, which is Rack Friday 2014. Yes, I was maybe a little narrow-sighted last year when I created the Facebook page with 2014. But it's going to stay that way because that was our founding year of Rack Friday. Or go to www.rackfriday.com, which will only just direct you to the Facebook page, but it works. Or follow us on social media at Rack Friday. That's R-A-K Friday. As well as follow me at Live Yes and go to www.liveyesand.com. This has been the Weekly Yap podcast for the week. Have a great day, everyone.
Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Clap along if you happiness is the truth.
Because I'm the happy.
Clap along if you know what happiness is.